She. Well, I'm out. It's
That
bloody old age.
I don't think it's old age, it's just you've got a lot of stuff that you've
Well,
done,
I'm
isn't
trying
it?
To think about, But.
So you were living in, well, you see, you had these two young children and you were living in Adelaide.
Yeah, that's right. And it's when we had the second baby, that's the girl, he started complaining, the landlord who lived downstairs. And I very nearly dragged him out of the bloody bed. I was so furious, Because this was a man that used to play his violin right up to 12 o'clock, right underneath us, he's playing the bloody. And he was complaining about one night when the child was crying, And so I very nearly dragged him out of the bed. I know that, sometimes I really let fly. I suppose it's something that I had, but anyway, then we started looking for a house, and in 1959, 59, 89, 1989, we moved here.
So from Adelaide Avenue all those years,
Yeah.
you moved here?
Yeah.
89. Okay, so what's that, 90? So 25 years here. That right? Yeah.
Was it 89 or 79? I've been here about 50 years, going on 50
50 years,
years.
This house? Okay,
Yeah.
so it would be longer, it would be
60,
maybe
69.
69,
Might have
possibly.
been 69, Colin would know him.
Okay.
Because when we came here, he then was about 7 or 8, my daughter was about five, four
That
or
would
five.
ring
Yeah.
true then, late
Yeah.
60s, I guess, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. So nearly 50 years in the same house, wow.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So what was so what were your impressions of this
Well,
little area
it was very good, really. Don't forget, over there, right in front of us there, they were all prefabs, and the whole string of prefabs all along there, all down there, all double row along Adelaide Avenue.
What, where the park is, isn't it? What, that's now gone?
No, where Adelaide Avenue is, the road beyond, there was a double row of prefabs put
Yeah.
there.
But actually there were prefabs actually on Hilly Fields as well, isn't that right? Yeah? Were the houses actually on
Oh,
Hilly
yeah,
Fields?
well,
Yeah, literally
right up
opposite.
to here they were right, all
Yeah.
along. And it wasn't until they were, when they were moved out, I mean, they didn't want to go because they were nice little places, they had a parlour, sort of a kitchen, had a built-in refrigerator, which no one hardly had in those days. I mean, people didn't have fridges then, not ordinary working people. And they didn't want to move out. There was a little garden in the front, a little garden at the back. And all that place, all along here, there were. I've got a photograph somewhere, but I can't sort it out now.
Well, be interested to see
But
the
there was
photograph if you can
all
find it.
prefabs all along there, right as far as the bowling green, and then they'd be all the way around here, right up, and then all the way down the hill, all prefabs, and then right the way along Adelaide Avenue.
So it must have changed the landscape of the
So
Hilly Fields.
yeah, so how did they
Well,
measure the big trees that are just here then? Were they this side
they
of the tree?
were much smaller. Much smaller. I've got a photograph somewhere, don't ask me where, but somewhere there's a. Next door they had a car which was over there in Old Austin. And in taking the photograph of it, you could see the prefabs going round. And you could see the trees that were smaller then. But,
Well, that's amazing because you really would never know that there'd been housing there.
Ma.
And was that
Well,
done then? Was that
all
done because of it perhaps after the war? Like they were putting prefabs up quickly to get the
Well,
housing
because of
stock?
people, the number of people that were dislodged from their house.
Yeah.
And, oh, yes.
How did you find living in, you know, Brockley compared to Deptford? What was your experience of?
Oh, well, this was the sort of upper class area, especially where the big houses were. I mean, I only came through sort of the road, Tresillian Road, is it, that comes up, to look at the fireworks from Crystal Palace. You could see the Crystal Palace quite easily from on the hill there, and you could have a whole group of people. And on the night when the fire took place at Crystal Palace, I ran from Edward Street in my stocking feet, because what happened, I thought there was just a fire locally because the sky was so red. And then someone said, oh no, it's New Cross Station. So I ran up the hill, New Cross Station. Someone said, no, it's further on. So I ran all the way to Stocking Feet and watched the fire from Crystal Palace, watched it burn down.
From here on Hilly Fields?
Yeah, wow. Yeah. Wow.
I mean, I could never understand why it burnt down, because it was apparently made out of steel and glass.
Mm. Yeah, well, see, I couldn't tell you how or why it was burnt. Mm. I do know that the two pillars, you know, the two was, they used to act as a landmark for the Germans, so they took it, knocked them both down. Mm. So you had nothing then. But you could see Crystal Palace quite comfortably. Every year they used to have a big firework display, and I'd come up here and stand and sit with the rest of the crowd and watch the firework display. And I was only a kid then.
I've done the same myself, actually, now.
Pardon?
I've done the same myself, watched the fireworks.
Yeah.
You can see Blackheath, definitely,
yeah.
And
yeah.
Crystal Palace.
Yeah, yeah. But... No, these big houses were occupied by really middle-class people, you know. They all had servants' entrances. I mean, even these houses had servants' entrances, but you had the outdoor toilet. You know, I've done away with that and used it for the kitchen. But they all had so-called service... Yeah. Entrances. Mm. Servants used to go by the or delivery people, but it was all trying to ape the middle class. But
well, it's interesting because I mean, Gillian Haywood, who's part of the Brockley Society history thing, isn't it? She did this talk, a walking tour recently, that focused on the mews that run between some of the roads here. Now they stop. I think they stop around about Breakspears, perhaps, but then certainly that side, there's quite a few. And she was explaining how, I mean, the servants, that was their way in, and they weren't allowed along the main street.
No.
And then I was at the screening of the film about old the poet David Jones in the church there. They were saying the same thing. They had side entrances
for
the servants to come in and go up, and they could now sit in the gallery of the church. This is St. Peter's. But not down in the stalls where all the grand...
See, the thing about it is that the class distinction really runs right through the population. Even among working classes, you had good, bad and indifferent. You know, you had good working class people, some working class people, some were all right, others were terrible, and you had bad working class. But people knew who was what, you know, what area they came from. We used to, in Edward Street, we used to think in the middle part was the good part, but the top end towards Deptford High Street, it was breaking down up there. Mm. And so when my school was bombed, a landmine put on it, it blew a lot of the houses down at that top end, and they put flats there now. Mm. But that thing, it's stuck with you, you know.
So do you remember? You don't remember the bandstand on Hilly?
Yeah, yeah. I used to say, on Sundays especially, there'd be the Salvation Army or someone like that. The seats, they were wooden seats, well, metal wooden seats, wooden flats for sitting on, metal parts, and they would fold up and they would go underneath the stand itself. And be, you know, they could be shut and pull out. But I remember them quite well.
From when you were very young, presumably.
Yeah, when I was young.
When did you know when it did disappear, the bandstand?